Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. New York City has announced public schools will reopen classrooms to some students a week from tomorrow, even though coronavirus cases in the city continue to rise. NPR's Anya Kamenetz reports.
New York City public schools will be reopening in phases starting on Monday, December 7th.
That's Mayor Bill de Blasio at a Sunday news conference. Preschool and elementary school students, he said, will be followed by students with significant disabilities. Fewer than a third of the district's more than 1 million students, those who previously opted into in-person, are eligible. There is no plan yet for older students. New York City's public schools originally closed on November 19th after the city hit a 3% average positivity rate on coronavirus tests. As of this Sunday, the citywide rate was 3.9%. Anya Kamenetz, NPR News, New York.
Wisconsin's two largest counties completed ballot recounts today, confirming President-elect Joe Biden's win by some 20,000 votes there. And Sarah Schneider of member station WESA reports Pennsylvania's Supreme Court has thrown out a lawsuit that sought to declare millions of mail-in ballots in the state unconstitutional.
Republican Congressman Mike Kelly and Sean Parnell, a Republican who led an unsuccessful bid to unseat U.S. Representative Connor Lamb, were among the plaintiffs. The suit cited issues with the law enacted a year ago that let Pennsylvanians vote by mail without an excuse. The state Supreme Court dismissed the case because they say the suit wasn't filed in a timely manner. Days ago, the Republican state court judge handling the case agreed to halt further certification of the vote count. Governor Tom Wolf and Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar appealed to the state Supreme Court, saying the suit could interfere with the state seating its electors. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Schneider in Pittsburgh.
In France, dozens of police officers were injured during demonstrations this weekend against a proposed law that criminalizes publication of pictures of police officers if they have the intent of harming their physical or psychological integrity. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Demonstrations in Paris turned violent Saturday, and police fired tear gas against bottle-throwing protesters. There are growing calls for the government to withdraw its law in the wake of a video that surfaced last week showing several officers beating a black man in his own apartment. Parisian Nicolas Verkin came out to demonstrate because he was so disgusted by the video.
These guys, they stopped beating when they saw there was a camera.
He says a camera is the best protection against police abuse. Four officers from the video have been placed under formal investigation and remain in custody. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR. Colorado Governor Jared Polis has tested positive for coronavirus. He says he's asymptomatic. Colorado is reporting a spike in coronavirus infections. Los Angeles County, the nation's most populous, is preparing for a three-week safer-at-home order to take effect tomorrow. The state's public health director says infections and hospitalizations in the county are surging. Most gatherings will be banned, but the order does not fully shut down shops or non-essential businesses. The traditional Thanksgiving holiday weekend boost at the box office has been upended this year. Rising coronavirus infection rates are closing movie theaters across the U.S., but NPR's Netta Ulubi reports the film industry is doing just fine elsewhere.
As of November, $2 billion worth of movie tickets have been sold in North America, thanks partly to one big movie, Tenet, and films playing in theaters now, like the horror comedy, Freaky.
I want my body back.
Come and get it.
Just for context, in recent years, that $2 billion number was reached by mid-March. Most movie studios are sitting on the films they hope will fill theaters when and if people come back. But in other countries, the box office is surprisingly robust. An animated movie in Japan is now the third highest-grossing movie in the country's history. Distributors hope to release the movie called Demon Slayer in the U.S. next year. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.